Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tes Vav Omad Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday's Siman Tof Kuf Aleph, which deals with the halachos of various types of firewood on Yontif. So we're on the second line on the Omad, Sif Dalad. The Mechaber writes, Ale Konim, the leaves of reeds, the Ale Gefonim, the leaves of vines, even though they had been collected, as we'll see, even before Yontif, they were collected in your karpaf. Your karpaf is this large enclosed area to the side of the house that has, under certain situations, the status of being a rishus hayochid. If it's enclosed l'shem dira, and if it's not above a certain size, so then it is a rishus hayochid. Nevertheless, even though you collected and gathered these types of very light materials before Yontif, kiven sho ruach mifazeres osam, since the wind will blow them all over the place, we halachically consider them harehem kimifuzorin. We consider them like they're blown around, like they're all over the place, even if they're together, vasurim, and therefore you shouldn't use these for firewood, unless the miniach leim kli kaveh merav yontif. But if you put something heavy on top of them so they can't blow away, hare elu muchanim, then they're perfectly good to use as firewood because those are clearly prepared. Now let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Siv katan yud ches. The Mishnah Berurah adds, the Mechaber is telling us, wrote Shlomar, the kivon shedarko shel ruach lefazer, since the nature is for these light leaves to be blown about by the wind, lo somcha daite, the person doesn't really expect them to be where he left them. B'meshe kiyinis osam erev yontif, even though he gathered them all together in one spot. Anybody's ever blown a pile of leaves together know that, well, they may be there for the moment, and an hour you come back, the wind's going to blow them all over the place. So therefore, even though this person collected them before Yontif, unless he puts something heavy on top of them, he really doesn't expect them to stay collected, and therefore, even if they still miraculously stay together, it wasn't a windy day, they weren't in his mind. He put them out of his mind, and therefore, they are considered muksa in this situation, and he can't use them for firewood. But if he put a heavy utensil on top of them on Erev Yontif, so then he clearly demonstrated that he wants them. Shlo yefazreim haruach, as the Mishnah Berurah says, sivkot nyutes, that the wind won't blow them in this situation, and therefore, sivkot nchof, harei elu muchanim, the Mishnah Berurah says, vafilu mitzvah biyontim ufuzarin. And therefore, even in this situation, even if somehow we put a rock on top of them, or boards on top of them, and the wind somehow still blew them apart, they're considered muchan and mutarim, and you'd be allowed to go and use them for firewood, shivkar huchnu meyesu, because they're considered muchan from the day before. And all this is according to the opinion Muktza. We had two opinions yesterday as to whether the Isra over here was a potential for Muktza or Ma'amer, of gathering. So according to the opinion that this is all because of Muktza, so we just explained, if you put a board or something on top of them, something heavy on top of them that they shouldn't blow about, so then they're no longer Muktza. However, but according to one who says the problem is it looks like ma'amer that you're gathering it in, which was time of the reisha, in this situation, in the first situation here, where you didn't put a board on top of them, we're concerned that the time you're going to get them, the wind will have blown them all over the place, and you're going to go gather them together and be over ma'amer. However, when you put some heavy board or something heavy on top of them, you don't have to be concerned about this, vishari, and it's perfectly good because you put a heavy board on top of it, they're not going to get blown apart. There's no concern of mamer. And therefore, however, according to this opinion, if you did find them all blown all over the place, then asurin locked them because of ma'amer. So that would be a nafkamin over here between the first reason, which is muktzah, which you could use them if they were collected originally and put a heavy board on top of them, but then it blew apart because it's not muktza. But according to the opinion, they were concerned about ma'amer, so if they're not blown apart, fine. But if they're blown apart, then you still have the concern of ma'amer. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Eitzim shenoshru min ha'ilam biyontif. If you have branches that fell off a tree on yontif, Eitzim, or the wood from the tree, the twigs or branches from the tree, that fell off, shenoshru min ha'ilam biyontif, ain mesikim b'am. They're muktza. You're not allowed to go and use them. And the Ramah explains, v'ayin l'kamen and simen tof kuv zayin siv beiz. We'll learn about that in Mitzvah Shem in upcoming weeks when we get to that discussion over there. What are we talking about? Siv katan chafal, if the Mishnah says, doha hayo mechuber meyesmo. At the start of Yontif, they were attached to the tree. There were regular branches on the tree. And therefore, v'havelei muktza. It is muktza. It's totally out of your mind because you're not allowed to cut them down in Yontif. So therefore, if they happen to break off and fall off on their own, it's windy and some of the branches fall off, you can't use them. Furthermore, v'od, there is a separate concern over here. If we allow you to use these, shema yalav yitlosh, they may go and pull off additional ones. Oh, I need more firewood, and you'll go and pull off additional ones. There's your footnote number 11 adds, this is the Shita of the Rif and the Rosh. However, there are others that disagree. In Simon Tof Kuf Tes Vav, we're going to learn that other Rishonim are Cholkin. So, she'ein chashazeh elebet peiros, shekal li'odom litlo shosom and eitz. You're not going to pull off wood. Fruits, maybe. The person wants to eat the fruits, and therefore only for the fruits is there a concern, but not this concern of Shema Yalav Yitlosh that the Rosh and the Rif are concerned about. Mishabur continues and he says, Vafilu b'tiltul asurim, and therefore, if they're muktzah, not only can't you use them for firewood, lahasaka, but you can't even move them because they are muktzah. Sivvav. The Mechaber writes, Kelim shenishbru b'yontif. If you have utensils that broke on yontif, in masikim b'hem, you're not allowed to go and use them as firewood, Vipnei Shehem Nolad, because they're newly created, so to say, as firewood. Before Yonta started, they were a chair. And now, they're broken chair, i.e. firewood, that's Nolad. They became firewood on Yontif. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us that this next Ramah doesn't belong here. So we're going to follow the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Dalet, who tells us, Hagazu, this Ramah over here, Tzrich Lios Achar Tevas Shleimim Shebedivri Mechaber. It comes at the end of the Mechaber statement. So I'm not going to read this Ramah now. We'll just have the Mishnah Berurah on the first part of the Mechaber. Then we'll read the second part of the Mechaber. And then we'll go back to read this Ramah as per the instructions of the Mishnah Berurah. So again, Kalim Shadishbu Yontif, you have utensils that broke on Yontif. Ain Masikim Hemet Nishayim Nolad. You're not allowed to use the firewood that's now the broken chair because it is Nolad. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chaf Beis. Hainu, we're talking here. Shenishbaru, they broke. Kol Kach Shein Ru'uyin L'Che'ein Melachton Rishona. That you can't even use them for anything of their original type of utensil utilization. So, if it was a chair, there's nothing you can do to sit on it. However, let's say the chair broke, but you could still sit on the chair part. Okay, you won't be high up, but you'll be on the ground, and it'll be protecting you from the dirt. So he gives a different example than what I just gave. He gives you have a trough over here that you normally would have gone and put in dough and all sorts of dishes in this trough, and now you could still use it. This broken trough, this broken utensil, you could still put in it a mikvah, Michael, of some sort of a thick dish, or if you have broken glass, you can still put some oil on them and use them as containers like they were originally. So then we consider them kekelim shleimim. We view them as if they weren't broken in halacha, and therefore they're muchan, and if you want to, you can go use them. Ayin says the Shimon Shin Ches, if bubbed in the Taz, and the Be'er Halacha over there. And if you look in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Chav Tes, he says, Hainu, the Lefi Mad Dehevesi Shom, the Be'er Halacha, what the Chavetz Chaim says he wrote over there in the Be'er Halacha, is Das Shaar HaChorim, Dafilu B'She'enam Ruyim, L'Chaim Malachtam. There are those that say, as long as you can use it for some Halacha, even if it's not like the original Halacha, Kol Shavuyim L'Shom Halacha, Lav Nolad Hu. It's not a concern of Nolad. And in Deir Shifut, number 13, he brings down, who could go in Sheshivri Areva, for example, in the case of the trough that broke, Ruin Lechasus and Mesechovis, you could use it as a bottle cap, you could use it as something to cover up, even though it's not going to be used as a container to collect. It's broken so much that you couldn't put anything inside of it, you can't put dishes inside of it, some sort of food inside of it. Reasoning is, the Mishnah Berurah says, since they originally were a kli, so as long as they're still a kli, it lo bottle mayhem shame kli. According to this, it does not be like the original malacha, it just has to be usable for any malacha. Afilum ain't a malachta marishon, even if it's not the original malacha. On the other hand, the Chazonish disagrees, and he's left with the Tzorach Iyan, and he says, Shirai is a sharitziyam, midivri rashi, kineged amogram, ain't a rai cloud. That the rai is that the Chavetz Chaim brought, he says he disagrees with them. In any event, that was an aside over here. The bottom line is, everybody agrees if it's used for its original malacha, then it still retains the status of a kli. Otherwise, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Chav Gimel, shame nolat. Otherwise, it's nolat. The Meikara kli, originally it was a kli, Vahashta Shever kli. Now it's a broken kli, and it's not able to be used in any way as a kli. Vasur mitiltol, and therefore it's muktza. And nolat is a very strong type of muktza, and therefore you're not even allowed to move it. Ulekach also lahakbem, and that's lahasikbem, that's why you can't use it for firewood. And he says, Vafilu ein metatlin klal. He says, even if you're not going to move it, you'll make the fire right there. You'll light it right there and cook right there. Elisha Sarfim Mimakomo, you'll light it up right there. Shimunachim Sham, in the place where it fell, the Gamkenos, still you're not allowed to do this. Why? The mice had lucka, the act of lighting it, Sha'osa Bikli, that you're doing on this former Kli, that's now a Shever Kli, Shinedlekas Ayodo, that you're now lighting it, Choshu Ketilto, that's considered like you're moving it. The issue for number 14 brings down, however, lenient Shabbos agabi muktza, afal pishe mishtamish bo, on Shabbos, you would be allowed to be mishtamish with the muktza as long as you don't move it. Shemeno metatlo vade mutter. You are allowed to go and sit on something that's muktza, for example, as long as you're not moving it. Vafilu kishemezizo, and if you move it a little bit, mishivaso, when you're sitting on it, nevertheless, the Morgan Rome says you can be makel even in that situation. So, in regards to Shabbos, something that's muktza, you might be able to still utilize, get hanah from it, even though you can't move it. Whereas here he's saying, your action of getting hanah from it, your lighting it as firewood, is considered like tiltul, and that's why it's no good. As I said, we're going to skip the Ramah for now, and we'll continue reading in the Mechaber. So, start from the Gimel Mechaber one more time so we get the flow of it. Kalim Shenishma B'Yontav, Emasik B'Memet Neshem Nolad. You're now going to use these Kalim that broke on Yontav because they're now considered like Nolad. However, the Mechaber continues, Avo Mesikim B'Kalim, you are allowed to use Kalim Shleimim that are intact. You could take the chair and throw it into the firewood, or Obekelim Shanish would be owned, or if it broke before Yontif, so now it's perfectly prepared because it already was broken before Yontif, and therefore it was already designated as firewood before Yontif. Now, the Mechaber in Sif Katan Chav Ches tells us, Bekelim Shleimim, the af the kli ain't omid lasoki, even though normally a utensil, a chair, isn't used as firewood, mimokom, nevertheless, halo kaimalon, the kola kelim nitolon, afilu shalo tzorach tashvishon, hamiyuchad lehen. That we know that once you're allowed to move a keli, because it's a keli, it's a kli, and it has the status of being usable, so then you can even use it for something that is not the standard way that it's used. So this keli is normally a chair and you sit on it, and now if you want to use it as firewood, no problem. We're talking, umayrish, ein lo eitzim letzorach tashilo. This is when you have no other choice. Because otherwise, the in low cane over al baltashlis. Because if you're playing firewood and you take this chair and you throw it in the fire instead, that's baltashlis. Now, the issue with number 16 points out that you may not be over baltashlis over here. It brings out from the Aruch HaShulchan. If, for example, kigon shakelim enum shavim yosem idme eitzim, it's a very cheap chair and it's actually the same value as firewood. So therefore, then you're not over baltashlis, and therefore you're allowed to use it for this situation. The Mishnah Berurah continues to say, "Ulufamim also lahasik af bekelim shleimim." But there are times that you can't take this regular kli and throw it in the fire. For example, could go an akum shalokach eitzim, a non-Jewish person who took wood, shel yisro a yid's wood, but also mehen kli b'yontiv, and he took it and made it into a kli. He fashioned it into a chair on yontiv. That davile nolad, and therefore that is muktzah because of nolad. The meikara eitzim vashto kli. Originally it was firewood, but now he turned it, originally it was wood, and now he turned it into a kli, so therefore it's the status of muktza. Likewise, the Mishnah says, eitz shemechatin bo ha'esh, the twig or the piece of wood that you go and stir the fire, kivin shumiyuchad l'kach, since that's a good long stick and you don't want it to burn, you just want to be able to stir the fire with it, hareu kli, it does have the status of a kli, and therefore, v'im nishbar b'yontiv osu lasiko, if it does break, you can't use it for firewood, b'chanal, as we've already explained. Finally, Sivkot and Chavtes, Shinish Brumi Bojom, anything that broke before Yontif is considered Muchan. V'imruyin l'chein v'lachton v'shorim, but if it broke, but it still could be used, then dinon kishleimim, then it also here is the status still of being a kli. V'os l'avuk ben l'achar shuhud l'kuv b'miktsos. And therefore, once it's in the fire, it still has the status of being a kli over here, and you can't go and move it around in the fire, l'achar shuhud l'kuv b'miktsos, once it's got a little bit lit up. Now, Dirsha footnote 18 explains that we're talking here mivua midvarav shem einam reuyim lemein malachtam rishona elarak locha cheres. If it's not usable in any fashion like the original intention of this kli, but it's able to be used in some other fashion, then mutul lahafibem, you would be allowed to go and move it about, even afliyach shehuduk mitzas, even if it was lit a little bit. Why? Kivin shlo hayo aleim shem kli meir of yontif. Before yontif, it didn't have the name of a kli, and therefore it doesn't really have the status of a kli, and you can move it. Chazon Ish disagrees. He says, Shekevin Shurim Him Locha Cheris, Krabi Erev Yontif. They were perfectly good for this Adam Locha and Erev Yontif, so they are a clay. So Yesh Lesa was this. He says, has the same rules. You're not allowed to go and stir it. Shari Nechshavim Him Kli, Gomor Kivar, Ne Erev Yontif, because they still have the status of being clay on Erev Yontif, and they're not therefore going to be used for firewood. They don't own them Lasaka, and therefore, the Chazon Ish says, Lachain Yesh Lesa, Lahafik Behem, Laacha Shud, Lukubi Mitzas, Kedin Nolad. Then it's still Mukta like a din of Nolad. Once it's used as firewood, it changed from being a clay into firewood, and you can't go and stir it. So that is now the entire Mechaber. Again, he started off at telling us that Nishbu B'yontif, then you're not allowed to go and use it because it's no lad. But if you have it intact, then you could go and use it on Yontif. Because if you wish to, you can use your kli for firewood. Now we read the Ramah. Vim Hasik B'kelim, if you did in fact use these kelim and use them as firewood, also lahafuch b'esh, lacha shuhud l'kubim mitzvahs. Oh, now we understand what we were talking about in Mishnah Berurah. this is now the appropriate place for this Ramah. So if you did use this Kli as firewood, once it's getting a little bit lit up with fire, so now it's lost its status of being a Kli. It's no lud now as firewood. Also, lahavuk beish, you can't go and stir it in the fire after it's lit up a little bit, because the oz heavy shivri keli, because now you turn it into shivri kelim, which are muktzah. Unless you have so much other firewood in there, el em kein ribo aleim eitzim uchonim, unless there's so much other good firewood there that it's, so to say, mizbatel this shivri kelim. And it brings down to the Magid Mishnah and the Ran. Now we can see the Mishnah Berurah is over here and finish off the understanding of this sif. So the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf Hey, tells us over here, Rotz Loman, Rav Chava is telling us, Shehudiku Kolkach, Achein Reuyin L'chein Melach Demishoah. It is no longer functioning as a Kli. It's burnt, but if you took it out right now, you can sit on it. It's destroyed, so it's no longer considered a Kli. Therefore, it now is no lot, and the Chanal, as we've explained, it wouldn't be allowed to go and stir the firewood with some utensil, because it's muktzah of nolad. Sivkon chavav, ubelo hifich beish, however, if you don't stir it, so then, av shenenim in the muktzah, I'm getting benefit from muktzah, that's not a problem. And you're allowed to go cook on it. Shenispashul shom tavshilo, les limba. So if you want to use this to cook your dish on, that you're allowed to go and do. Because the muktzah mutu b'hanah, because there's no issue in getting hanah from muktzah, you're not letting move muktzah, but you can get hanah from muktzah. Hechi shanah bo meyela, as long as the hanah is coming by itself, the ena osa ma'isa b'yadayim. You're not doing something over here to make this muktzah able to give you hanah. It was allowed to be lit, and now you're not doing anything. And the spoil the comment in Simon Tov Kov Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah, more about this over there. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, in Sif Katan Chav Zayin, he said that if you have other firewood that is more than the Shivrei Kalim, then you can stir the whole thing. V'yis bar l'kamen, in Simon Tov Kov Zayin, Sif Beis, this will also be discussed when we get to that Simon. With this, we conclude today's shir.